Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, be well aware of who it is before you. And put a knife to your throat if you have a keen appetite. Do not be desirous of his delicacies, for they are beguiling food. Do not exhaust yourself to become rich. Cease from your own understanding. Do you fix your eye on a thing, then it is gone? For it easily gives itself wings, and like an eagle it flies off into the sky. Do not eat food from a malevolent person, and do not be desirous of his delicacies. For as he assesses a matter inwardly, so he is. Eat and drink, he will say to you, but his heart will not be with you. The morsel which you have eaten, you will vomit out, and you will spoil your pleasant conversation. Do not speak to the ears of a fool, for he will despise the insightfulness of your words. Do not move an age-old boundary marker, and do not go into the fields of orphans, for their Redeemer is strong. He will defend their case against you. Dispose your heart to instruction, and your ears to learned sayings. Do not withhold correction from a youth. When you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You may be beating him with a rod, but you will be saving him from the grave. My son, if your heart becomes wise, my heart will rejoice. It really will, and my kidneys will exult, as your lips speak upright words. Do not let your heart be envious of sinners, but rather let it be zealous of fear of the Lord all day long. For there is a final state, and your hope will not be cut off. Do hear, my son, and become wise, and direct your heart on the way. Do not be among those who become drunk on wine, or who take to guzzling meat. For the drunkard and guzzler will be dispossessed, and slumber will clothe them with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Acquire truth, and do not sell it, as with wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of a righteous son will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise son will delight in him. Your father and your mother will take delight, and she who bore you will rejoice. My son, give your heart to me, and may your eyes welcome my ways. For a prostitute is a deep abyss, and a foreign woman is a narrow pit. Indeed, she lies in wait like a predator, and adds to the traitors among men. Who has woe, who has alas on his lips? Who has contentions, who has a grievance? Who has gratuitous wounds? Who has reddened eyes? It is those who linger at wine, those who come to sample blended liquor. Do not care for wine, when it exhibits its red colour, when it gives its sparkle in a goblet, and when it flows smoothly. Its effect is that it bites like a serpent, and puts one in torment like a viper. Your eyes will see women who are strangers, and your heart will speak subversive things, and you will be like one who lies at the bottom of the sea, or one who lies at the top of a mast. They beat me, but I did not feel pain. They struck me, but I was not conscious of it. When will I wake up? I will seek this pleasure yet again.